Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime.
We're back, it's 12 after. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jackie Nugent's here, too, because she's a New York City-based registered dietitian and a chef, which makes her one of my favorite people, and she's also a consultant to the food industry. She specializes in culinary and nutritional communication, and when I found out she was available to be on the show, I jumped at the chance, because one of the things I want to learn more about is nutrition. I want to make sure that I do a better job of feeding my body, and she's our new friend. Jackie, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Tim.
It's good to have you on the show. One of the things that kind of got this whole thing kicked off, you talking to folks like us, are some of the new rules by the FDA, isn't it?
Right.
Tell us about that.
Well, FDA did pass a ruling last Wednesday, that means that we're going to start seeing trans fat listed on the nutrition label. And we're going to start seeing that tomorrow, and we're going to start seeing that next year and the following. But manufacturers have all the way till January of 2006 to get that on the label. But I think we're going to really start seeing a lot of that shortly.
Before we get into what a trans fat is and why it's on the label, I'm going to speak up for small business owners.
Okay.
Because a lot of small business owners out there produce and package foods.
Right.
That have to have the label.
That's right.
And so to whatever degree this costs them any money and any heartburn, I'm against it. So I have to stand up for my folks here. And I don't know, I haven't talked to any of them, so I don't know how they feel about this. But I suspect that they're not real happy about having to completely redesign their labels and, you know, add and do a whole bunch of new testing to find out how much trans fat their food has in it. And so at some point in time, Jackie, I mean, don't we just have to say, all right, folks, you're grown-ups, be careful. You know what I mean? At some point in time, I mean, are we going to wind up, is the label going to wind up being bigger than the package ultimately, Jackie?
Well, no, that's not going to happen. And I think what we really need to look at, and I think that one reason why it took so long for this to happen is because I think the government was trying to balance all of these issues with manufacturers and potential reformulation of products and the fact that it will cost money to redo a label and of course then the demand out there by consumers and health professionals. And so I'm sure the government was in kind of a tough place too, because
yeah,
it's hard to make everybody happy. But I think that's also why manufacturers have until January of 2006 to really make this change.
Well, unfortunately, when they try to make everybody happy, the problem is the squeaky wheel. And unfortunately,
yeah,
small business owners aren't always the squeakiest wheel. We just sort of have our nose down doing, you know, doing the hard work, and we don't have as much of a lobby effort as some of the consumer groups do.
That's true.
Because they're backed up by these these attorneys with their righteous indignation, and you know, and this cottage industry of plaintiff lawyers out there. But anyway, let's get back to the food.
Sure.
What is a trans fat?
Well, a trans fat is generally a type of fat. Let's say you start with liquid corn oil, and then a manufacturer adds hydrogen to that. It becomes more solid at room temperature, so basically it turns into a margarine. So in that process of becoming more solid, some fats are created that are called trans fats. And a trans fat acts similar to saturated fats in that it raises the LDL cholesterol, which is the bad cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a type of fat that we want to keep in check, just like our saturated fat.
Is that the kind, that's the kind that pastes itself to your artery walls, right?
Right. That's the bad type of cholesterol. That's the one that we don't want.
It goes through your veins with meat hooks, and wherever it can hook onto, it hooks
that's
on it.
That's an interesting way to look at it.
It stays there, yeah. Now, is a trans fat, did I just hear you say essentially that a trans fat is sort of a manufactured fat? It's sort of a fat that's been augmented or changed in some way?
Well, it's just a process of hydrogenation. So it's a natural process that It's not adding anything foreign to a food. So we're not talking about biotechnology here.
Right.
We're just basically talking about something that also occurs naturally. Trans fats is something we do find even naturally in some your dairy products and meat products. It's slightly different if you look at the chemical structure, which I'm not going to get into. But
Thank you.
But yeah, oh, you're welcome. And but it is something that we've had for as long as I've been alive, and I think as long as you've been alive too. So, but it's something we need to kind of put this information into balance, and that we still do want fat. There's no absolutes here with nutrition.
There are good fats, aren't there?
There definitely are good fats.
We have to have fat.
That's right. We need fat to survive. So we can't eat a no-fat diet, and we don't want a high-fat diet. We kind of want that nice little happy balance of that low-fat diet.
We want a balanced fat diet, but we also want the right kinds of fats.
That's right. So we want to choose polyunsaturated fats and monounsaturated fats like soybean oil, vegetable oil, your nuts and avocados. And those foods are healthful fats. They also have other valuable nutrients along with them, like vitamin E. And you get into your omega-3s, another type of fat that's actually good for you. So we do want to, really, when we're looking at like a food label, we want to look at that total fat because we still want low fat. But then we really want to concentrate on that saturated fat. We get, in the American diet, we get about 5 times more saturated fat than trans fat. So that saturated fat is still going to be a big problem for us. And just by eating lower-fat dairy products and lean meats and a skinless chicken, that kind of thing, our saturated fat intake will come down too.
Boy, that chicken skin's good when it's fried, though. Isn't it?
And there's no reason why you can't have that.
I can have a bite.
Not every day.
I can eat one bite of it, maybe. Is that okay?
That's certainly okay.
Okay, sure. Let's
which
talk
I think is a good message, and we don't want to give up our favorite foods.
That's something that I learned in one diet book that I read, and the guy who wrote the book said, you know, I'm not going to give up my regular mayonnaise. I'm not going to eat light cheese because I like regular cheese. He said I eat it in moderation, and I give up other things that I don't have to have. But I want my regular mayonnaise. I want my regular cheese.
That's right.
It's a balance that you have to.
That's exactly right, and it's about amount. It's about portion sizes for a lot of this.
Right.
Which has really gotten out of control in some cases.
Jackie, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, you and I don't eat fat. We eat food. And when we come back, I'm going to get Jackie to tell us what food is good for us and what food is bad for us. Stay with us right after these messages. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. We're visiting with our new friend, Jackie Nugent, who's helping us understand what's going on with the new labeling of trans fats on the food labels on packaged foods, as well as how do we eat more healthily. Jackie, as I mentioned, oh, by the way, before we get into the rest of this, give us some websites. You've got some sites that we can go to become a little smarter about this.
Oh, sure. For more trans fat information, let me give you 3 sites. FDA.gov, that's the governmental website, of course, and IFIC.org, that's the International Food Information Council, IFIC.org, and TalkSoy.com, that's TalkSoy.com.
Spell that middle one.
IFIC, I-F-I-C, dot org.
I-F-I-C dot O-R-G, okay. Those are some places you can go, folks, and get smarter about how to eat more properly and how to live longer. I mean, Jackie, I said a minute ago off the air, you and I were visiting, and I said I have lived long enough that the people that I've known in my life are dead now because they didn't eat properly. They literally ate themselves to death. Now, they didn't necessarily get too fat, although some of them did, but the combination of their weight and their blood pressure and their heart and their lifestyle just, it killed them.
Right, it's the whole combination.
Well, they literally kill themselves.
It's very sad.
It's awful.
And you don't have to be obese or overweight for that to happen. It's, we're not eating healthily. It's what's going on inside, not necessarily just what we look like on the outside.
Well, and I'm thinking, you know, just eat one less box of Little Debbie cakes a day. Maybe you could add 5 years to your life or something, you know. Talk to us about, as we went to the break, I said, okay, you and I don't eat trans fats. We eat food that have trans fats in them.
Right,
what are
we
some
eat
of the good,
food.
What are some of the good foods that we should eat and some of the foods we should avoid?
Well, I don't necessarily like to put it in a good and bad, but what I do suggest is, number one rule of thumb is get your five a day. That means get your fruits and vegetables, and Americans are not doing this. We're not getting enough fiber. We're getting about half of what we need. And all of the valuable nutrients in your fruits and vegetables, we can't get those anywhere else. Mm-hmm. We can't get them in a vitamin mineral jar.
Fiber is our friend.
Yes, it is. Why is it our friend?
Well, it just is. I don't know. It's just magical.
It is.
But
it does a lot of good stuff.
It does a lot of good stuff. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
And all right, so what are some good things that we could get fiber in?
Your fruits and vegetables to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And
by the way, it's not lettuce, folks. There is no fiber in lettuce.
There is a little bit, but it's mostly water. So
yeah.
You get that crunch value at least. You get that filling.
But no, really, how many times have you heard people say, they go eat a salad and they say, I got my roughage today. Well, guess
That's
what?
That's right. You hear that a lot.
You didn't get roughage there.
You need to go a little bit above that.
Yeah.
And really, a lot of health professionals, including myself, we don't recommend just that five a day. We recommend nine a day. But we know that Americans aren't even getting that five, so that nine is a little bit.
Now, when you say five and nine, tell us what that means.
That means you need to get at least two servings of fruit and three servings of vegetables a day.
Okay.
That adds up
mm-hmm.
to your five a day.
And when you say vegetables,
mm-hmm.
that includes potatoes, but not so much potatoes, right? In other words, three potatoes is not your three vegetables.
Right, or your French fries is not going to add
up.
You
mean freedom fries, right?
okay. And, I mean, that's where we want a variety. So that's where it kind of sounds kind of corny, but go for that rainbow. And, I mean, get a little bit of different variety of different colors in there,
mm-hmm.
and you get a variety of different nutrients. So it's kind of something that I tell parents to work with kids on getting that rainbow, but we can't forget that as adults either.
Right.
And try to eat
less food that come wrapped in something. You know,
I like that one.
If you have to unwrap it, you know, it's okay if you have to, but try to eat things that you don't have to unwrap.
Okay. All right. That's interesting. And then if you do want those foods that do have wrappers, remember that we want to just enjoy, go for that moderation, that balance. And that's kind of a general message, but it's always been around and it always will be around.
Mm-hmm.
That we can have, like I mentioned before, that favorite food. If we want that candy bar, come on, you can have a candy bar. You can eat that, but you just don't want to eat that regularly. And you want to make sure you've met all your other nutritional needs before you even reach for that. And then if that means going overboard on calories, that's where the exercise comes in.
Are Americans eating healthier these days or not?
It does appear that Americans are eating healthier, but we're also getting fatter at the same time. So it's kind of a catch-22.
That's because we're not getting enough exercise, too, isn't it?
And I think that's really, as much as I'm the dietitian in the nutrition world, That's always my number one recommendation when someone wants to lose weight. I might suggest, are you exercising?
Mm-hmm.
And we want an hour of moderately intense exercise every day. And that sounds like a lot, but it really is something we have to do. And it doesn't have to be all at once. We can kind of break that up throughout the day if we need to.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Okay, I've got about 20 seconds. Any last thoughts?
Make sure that you're checking out those new labels and use that as a comparison tool. Remember to eat your healthful fats and don't forget your fruits and vegetables.
The HDLs, those are the good fats, right?
Those are good. That's your blood cholesterol. That's
right.
Part of your cholesterol.
And you get those a lot in fish, too, don't you?
You get omega-3s. That's good. Yeah, fish
yeah.
and soy are good sources of those omega-3s.
Yeah. Jackie Nugent, thank you for being here. Will you come back another day? We need to get you back on the show and talk about this some more.
Sure. Okay, Tim.
Thanks, Jackie.
Thank you.
Quick break. Right back with another new friend, Linda Novi. We're going to talk about what that entrepreneur has been doing in her career. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.